Oh my God, hello friends, and welcome back to another Simple Mo stream presented by Couch Cat here. We do this twice a week, or we used to, because Crazy Fi is on baby leave, so to speak. But we will be doing this once a week, every Thursday, 7 p.m. US Eastern for about 2 to 3 weeks. We'll see how it goes. And tonight, as you all know, Thursday is our seasonal guild leaderboard stream where we give the progress report of the last 7 days. For all the guilds we're tracking, the top 25. And tonight, I have a special guest. I have a recurring guest that everyone knows. It's Alec. We all love Alec and his washer and dryer machines in his room. But tonight, we have a very special guest, one that hasn't been on the show as a guest outside of the award show that we had for, we'll just dub it season zero, so to speak, of the SGL, as we call the Seasonal Guild War around here. And I'm, without further ado, without talking to myself like I do in all these like update videos, I'm doing it right now. Okay, we're gonna bring him on. Oh my gosh, it's Dazed.
How's it
There he
going,
is.
everybody?
There he is with his mustache, the mustache crew. This is Dazed. He is the leader of Wolfblood, also known as Wolf, a woo woof. And yeah, he's a top celestial guild, or running a top celestial guild. And he has graced us with his time tonight. He's got choppy video, but his audio is perfect. So we're running with it. But Days, glad to have you on tonight.
Awesome. Glad to be here. Filling in for Papa Fi out there doing the daddy work.
Yes, you are. And joining us, we have Alec from Elysium. There we go. Alec, there you are, brother. And his fake mustache because he doesn't care.
Have a mustache, so
He's got the washer and dryer though, you know what I mean?
I'll go get a big mustache and slap one on
You hurry up. Grow a
it.
mustache, man.
All right. Like Patrick.
Yeah. We all need to have mustaches so that people confuse us for Crazy Fi. Dave's he's already killing it, so we need you to step up your game, Alec. But
All right, I'll
Alec
have one by
here,
next week.
yeah, for those of you who don't know, he is the leader of Elysium. You haven't rebranded, right?
No.
You're still Elysium?
We're still Elysium, yeah.
Okay.
We
Okay.
haven't
Just making
decided
sure
yet.
because I was supposed to be saying that.
Yeah, that's true. If it would have happened, I would have let you know beforhand, but yeah. We're
Okay.
still Elysium for now.
Okay. I'll boost you. All right. So let me get some music because I always forget this part. Before we get too deep into the weeds, so to speak. Again, we're going to go over the seasonal leaderboard. Progress report number 7. But first, let's take some time to say hello to chat. We got a lot of people in chat. It's moving. So we have Silver Wolf with a woof woof here at 6:19 p.m. Good to see you, Silver Wolf. We have Chubby Ninja right after him. Wolfblood really representing Dazed. It's good to see it. He's like a proud father over there. Do you think there's a delay? Do you think Dazed doesn't hear us like in real time?
It's like the news, like they're on the reporters.
Oh yeah, like.
Yeah,
It's a hurricane.
they're there for 5 minutes. Yeah.
You hear us, Days?
I can hear you, but my camera's not moving, and I don't know if you guys can hear me at all.
Yeah, we can hear you. You can talk, and even if your camera's busted, we can hear you in real time. And that's perfect. All right, so we also have Delusion
That's what
here as
matters then.
Yeah, that's what matters. So we have Delusion here as well. We have Ice Neo coming back from getting grounded from his mom for eating all the Dino Nuggies. Good to see Ice Neo. We have Piccolai is here as well. Good to see Piccolai. We have Mr. Curb here. Mr. Curb sold me a very nice weapon on the other day. And I thank you, Mr. Curb. I screwed myself
Hopefully
on the
you
shop
scammed him
tax.
for a lot of money.
Yeah. Dagon is here, one of our YouTube mods. Shout out to Dagon. Another Wolf Blood member. Who else? We got Cutie, who's just an overall Couch Cat mod. Good to see him. Fred, another YouTube mod who I should probably fire soon because Fred doesn't. I don't even know what
Haven't
Fred
quit
does
yet.
these days. I keep saying that and I keep forgetting. You know, like he'll say something funny and then he'll disarm me, so to speak. And I forget. Keeban is here as well, one of the oldest Couch Cat mods around, saying, can't wait for another one of these weekly idle MMO streams. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm sure everyone here has heard about the new game, Idle MMO by Gala Creative. Couch Cat, I've already dropped an article on it. You can find it on the website, couchcatpod.com. You can read more about it. Oh shit, we have Father Canopy here from Orna Guarded. Good to see you, I guess, you hippie. T.O. is here, good to see T.O., another YouTube mod. We have a lot of people here. I am like 30 messages behind. AFK Machine, hello, hello, from Radiant Dawn. Amelia's here from Rain Factory. Amelia, the guild leader, good to see Amelia. It's been a minute. I feel like since we skipped the Monday streams, it feels like, yeah, it's like 5+ days without seeing anyone, so it's kind of insane. Sunny Sung is here, good to see you. I think I'm caught up. Musta is here, Isaric is here, and he says, holy shit, Dazed is hot. Perfect, that's just what we want to hear. Theron is here as well. Look at
nicest that thing he's ever said.
The nicest thing. Yoroshi is here. Ubi is here. Isn't that exciting?
I haven't seen Ubi in a minute.
Ubi is on vacation right now.
Good. Yeah. Stay far away from the game.
Stay far away. Gold is here. Good to see Gold. He's saying Kaka. I'm pretty sure that doesn't mean hello. I'm pretty sure. Insanity Manity is here. Good to see you. Can't believe the boats haven't taken you out yet. Yes, the best Hot Topic manager is here. He's got the wrong name on right now.
I should have put that.
And I'm finally freaking caught up. It's so amazing. Tim is here as well. Good to see Tim. All right. Daze is having a beer. I'm having a wine. Cheers to everyone in chat. Cheers to Daze. And Alec, cheers to your...
I have water.
Your water. He really is rude, LOL. Really? Is he? Okay. All right. So... It's been a minute. It's been a while. First things first, the Memory Lane event, they just added pets and specials that you can actually obtain, and they'll give you a stat boost. It's only like 100 or so points more than the previous event, but for new players who weren't going to get anything that was equipable, so to speak, right? Because it's a collection, I would say it's a collection-based, cosmetic-based event. Pretty good, so... Hopefully out there, all the new players or newer players who were looking for a gear upgrade, you know, they're going to get it now. So I don't know if any of you noticed that, but they added it. I guess that was the poll, the result of the poll from Friday when the event dropped.
As soon as he did that poll, I was like, rip to everybody who already wasted all their stuff, you know?
Oh, like the currency, the mm-hmm. event currency?
Mm-hmm.
Daze, did you notice... Oh, were you? Hold on, Daze. Did you notice any of your newer members? Were they excited for the special in the events, or the special in the pet, or was it just kind of whatever?
We had some people that they were hoping that there would be a pet and a special. Personally, I'm not so excited about it. It's kind of bullshit. There's no crit on the sleigh or the babbles, but that's all right.
You heard it here first.
I think it is good that they could get something to the newer players, though.
Yeah, and that's what we're hoping for. Alec, were you about to say any more?
I can't believe that the celestial tools are already gone out of the event shop. Like all of them, it's insane.
Well, I'm pretty sure Alucard. Wasn't it like there was like a rumor floating around that Alucard dropped like major dough, like a shit ton of diamonds?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I need Alucard to confirm himself, but that's what I was hearing. Like Alucard just kind of like swept in with the shovel, I think. I'm not too sure about that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and I know in Wolf, I hang there a lot now. A lot of the Wolf members are like, I'm just going to give up. Like I'm never going to get these fucking tools.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Indeed. All right. So that was one of the new things that dropped during the week. And then today, Galahad Creative. So Mike, on the blog post that he runs, he did an official post, kind of like a deep dive of a preview. It was a pretty good deep dive for a preview. Of his newest venture, Idle MMO. And for those of you who don't know, I mean, most of us here are now kind of like We're ex-traditional MMO players, and we've been around the block. We've played mobile games, browser-based. That's how we're here. There's tons of games like this that idle MMO is going to kind of like fill in the space if there is space left, but most of them are cash grabs. Most of them are insane. Like, they set up insane, like, gold obstacles, if you will, for upgrades, even if you don't spend real money. I mean, Idle Clans, that's one we're playing in the Couchcat server. And I know Alucard plays it too, because Babel's in there. And it's ridiculous where it's like, oh, you want to increase your guild house? It's going to cost you like 50 freaking million gold, just like that. And it'll take you, if you don't want to drop any dough, it'll take you like months. And then there's really good single player versions of those games, like Melvor Idol, which, you know, was blessed by Jagex, and you know, it was RuneScape offline idle version. So and then there's tons of mobile clones, like what idle MMO will be. But here's the hoping. It looks like they're applying everything, you know, Galahad Creative is applying everything they've learned with simple MMO to actually making a, I don't want to say engaging, but like a really good casual experience for that space. And Dazed, I don't know if you have seen the drop, read the article that I did, it's on Couch Grab Pod, but do you have any thoughts on Idle MMO dropping sometime this summer? There is a delay. This is good.
I've seen it. I'm not too excited about it, I guess. I put a lot of time into Wolfblood, and I think that's where most of my work's going to stay.
Okay. Yeah, and Alec, what about you?
I'm excited for it. I read Mike's blog post yesterday. It looks cool. I mean, it looks like you said, like, it looks like he's taking what he's done with Simple. I'm really excited for the world bosses. Hopefully something's different. There's a battle pass, so
yeah.
But I think it's gonna be fun. I like that there's an actual world map.
Yeah. And I think that's just gonna be the extent of the world, quote unquote.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like little nodes. I'm sure it's not gonna be nothing crazy, but yeah. I like the art style. Like, I like the big headed kind of thing. I think it's funny. In a good way.
Fred will know this, and a lot of the players who were like, I'm gonna quit this game after the gold update, Manastoria is like very reminiscent to Manastoria for me. So Fred, if you're here, definitely let me know I'm not freaking crazy. But yeah, it looks cool. I think it's gonna be one of those things where it's like simple MMO can, which surprises me, guys. Simple MMO can be an actual main MMO for people if they choose to. They can literally main a browser-based mobile game as their MMORPG. So I think with the cycle you kind of, or like, yeah, the routine you get into simple MMO, idle MMO will be perfect to be within the Galahad Creative ecosystem where, like, I blew all my energy, I did my I did my BA, I did my steps, whatever. Now I can go to idle, start my routine there, and as the clock's, you know, counting down, you just kind of rotate back into the other game. I mean, it's kind of not exactly what Riot Games does, but I can see it as like is like making you stay in the Galahad Creative ecosystem if you just bounce between one or the other. So
I think it needs to be on Steam though, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of mobile games do that, right?
Yeah, even maybe making his own launcher, I don't know if he could do that or something. Like, I'm sure it'll be like a browser game, obviously. You can load it up on, like, it'll be a web app or whatever he decides to do. But I think for a broader audience or whatever, I think that would be a cool idea to put it on, like, Steam or Epic or, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, Idle Clans is on there, Melbourne's on there, and all the
clans. I thought so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even, I think, Eidolon is on Steam, isn't it?
Idle On is on Steam, yes.
I thought so, yeah. So, yeah, like you said, all the idle games.
The Battle Pass, there's a screenshot of it, Piccoli, and it just kind of looks like general progression, like EXP bonuses in armor, maybe? Unless that was
a comic,
but
which, thankfully, it doesn't look like anything like game-breaking.
Yeah, but Yomu did say he was originally tasked to make like a pay for battle pass.
I was gonna say,
Mike transitions that, let's just see how it goes for free, But that's how it always starts. I'm just saying.
Battle this is probably what Yomu's been working on, yeah?
Yeah, he is from his mouth, okay? He's co-developing.
Thought so.
Yeah.
It's okay. Gonna be good.
Everyone is like mixed feelings about this. We'll see how it turns out. It's almost like the Summer Games Fest, where it's like, oh, by the way, here's a game drop, and it's in like 3 weeks from now. You know, like you go there not expecting like, wait, the studio is dropping a game literally tomorrow. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah, like what they do with September. Nintendo Directs and stuff.
Yeah, like Sony and shit. Yeah. All right. Any last thoughts on Idol MMO, Alec?
I don't know. I think it's gonna be fun. Hopefully there will be guilds or some kind of like raiding or, yeah. I think some kind of like more like team or co-op aspect to it would be nice. You know what I'm trying to say? Like some kind of, I don't know.
Just more
like
than how we have. Though.
Yeah. More than just stepping in a party or something. But overall, I'm excited for it. And again, I do like the art style. I don't know whoever is doing it. But again, like the characters with the screenshot where you like select a class looks sick.
Well, it reminds me of like,
it might be. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like, I don't know if it's just me. You'd probably remember like old school, like Newgrounds kind of style. Like that's the kind of vibe I get off of it, which I'm excited for.
In Dazed, I know you could care less, but any final thoughts before we move on to the SGL?
No new thoughts on Idol. I might check it out.
Okay.
All right. Gonna play it for like a day. Like, I'm gonna go step.
All right, so let's move on to the most anticipated portion of the stream. I hope all of you are excited. The weekly guild stats, it was not a video because of Crazyfy now becoming Papafy, so congrats to him and his wife and his newborn son. Even though his newborn son probably doesn't know what congratulations is yet. But it was in the form of a blog post, and it was showing some amazing trends over the last, I think it was like June 5th through the 11th, 10th or the 11th, something like that. And from the weekly guild stats, we saw Radiant Dawn hitting 2.8 mil, almost 3 mil. And AFK Machine was literally saying, we will hit 3 mil. And so probably around now, if I were to look, they're there or about to be. And then we also saw Babel for the week reclaim top, and then Wolf right, you know, Days is here, can say it, but they're right behind Babel and Force. The gap is just getting wider. And overall, though, we're about to walk into the season of the leaderboard. Things are still looking pretty close, but Wolfblood, you know, they're doing their best here, and it looks pretty cool. Looks pretty cool. What we're about to talk about tonight. So, without further ado, for those of you who don't know, this will be its own YouTube video for easy viewing later. So spread it. If you're a guild leader, pass this out like candy. Give it to your guild members. Show them what they're fighting for, so to speak. But this is the Simple Mo Seasonal Guild Leaderboard Progress Report, the 7th Progress Report of Spring 2023, presented by CouchCat and provided by, with the help of Yomu and his special dashboard he's made for us. I'm gonna go ahead and show this, and here we are with the top five. But overall, we track the top 25 guilds within the seasonal guild leaderboard and their movements from the past 7 days. So this is legacy data as we're seeing it, but still exciting stuff here, and we'll be able to see who's moving and grooving and who's not. And we're just going to hop right into it. So we're going to start with the first tier. This is the Celestial tier. This is the top five of the 25 that we're tracking. And for number one, hasn't changed. We have Babel for the 7th report in a row with over 132K EXP earned from the beginning of the season of Spring 2023. We have Wolfblood in number two. This is a newly acquired position. And they're holding strong. Days, congrats to you and all your homies. Woof woof. Number two with 170k or 170 million EXP here. We have the Force at number three with 112 mil. or 112.7 mil EXP earned. We have Rain Factory number 4 spot still, which is awful because Amelia and I, well, we started a bet, okay? We started a bet that if Amelia remains Celestial for the remainder of spring 2023, 3 months, mind you, I thought I was safe, okay? That I would have to buy her from our store, link down in the description, a Couch Cat mug. And that mug alone with shipping would probably cost me like $50 because she lives in the middle of nowhere. So let's just hope for betting sakes that she drops down. Anyway, we have Rain Factory at number 4 spot with 45 mil EXP earned. And we have number 5, still holding on for dear life, Golden Arrows with 31 mil total EXP earned. The gap from number 4 to 3 is just amazing. And Daze, I'm going to start with you. Since you're actually a Celestial Guild leader here, what are your thoughts on the top 5 right now?
The top 5, I feel like the top 4 are pretty solid right now. Murder of the Universe might kick out Golden Arrows next few weeks.
Wow.
But I think that the top 5 guilds are pretty solid, and I think they're going to hold their place for the most part.
Okay. All right. Good. So we have one prediction so far, and that's Murder of the Universe coming up, taking Ace and Aged and Tuna, and kicking them out the door. Alec, what are your thoughts for the top 5 in the Celestial tier?
I think it's probably going to stay how it is. Maybe Murder will come up, but I don't think Golden Arrows will let him. I think it's not going anywhere. I mean, if anything, it's just impressive what Wolfblood has done. I mean, Babel's gonna stay there. I mean, Alucard's not gonna let them go down. So, but like, it's just impressive what Wolfblood's done. If anything, I just have a million questions for Dazed.
Cause if you look at it.
Last season, while you guys were talking, I was looking at season 0. Last season, they ended the season with 182 million XP, and they're already at 117 total right now. That's only like, what, 70 or 60 something million off? Like, think about it. They almost hit what they ended last seasons with, and they've like reached that in what, a month or something? Or wait, how long's the new season's been out?
It's been like we're at the 7th report, so it's probably like a month and some change.
Okay,
we have a long way to go.
Just think like, that's crazy. I mean, yeah. Like, what, why did you go so hard? Did you just want to like take Babel out, or you really wanted to get back in the game, or
well, season 0, that was mostly Chubby Ninja, and we were riding on his back the whole time. And after the season 1 started, we got a bunch of new player killers, and it really motivated a lot of our members to want to start stabbing and stay high on the leaderboards. So I think that's where the big jump of experience came from.
Okay. Yeah, like, that's crazy. I know even one of my old co-leaders, Manny, ended up going back to Wolfblood. It's nuts how you guys are almost at 200 million XP. Right.
Yep, Manny is here. He's great. He's on our staff now.
Yeah, he's cool. I like Manny.
As Alex says longingly, like,
he's cool. He's a good guy. He's funny when he's drunk because he says dumb shit. He'll probably yell at me if he watches us for saying that, but Manny's cool.
So since we have Daze here, I just want to, do you think, Daze, that there will be a time where you actually touch number 1?
Good question.
You know, I don't think so, but at the same time, I didn't think that we would pass Forest and take number 2. So I don't want to count anything out, and our members have been working really hard, and I don't know, I don't want to count it out yet.
Okay. I mean, it's good enough for me. It is a long freaking season. Anything could happen. Alucard can go on vacation. and all of his co-leads, they just take a nap. You know what I mean? So we'll see.
That'd be nice. But
yeah, and we have, of course, shout out to all the wolf in chat right now.
Yeah, see, everybody knows Manny's awesome.
Yeah, I'm the only one who doesn't know who this person is, and that's fine because I generally don't know anyone in this game. All right,
that's true. There is staff that pops up. You're like, who are you?
Yeah. So before moving on, I'm just going to agree that the top five are looking pretty stable.
Oh yeah.
But the number five spot, definitely not. That is danger zone 101, if you know what I mean. Golden Arrows has been suffering. Ace was away doing some stuff, real life stuff. And I guess when Ace is gone, nothing happens. I don't know. I don't know the full scope of this, but that's what it appears to be when you look at the guild leaderboard. So I'm thinking we're going to see a new number five soon. And that's unfortunate because we love Golden Arrows around here. They're all cool people. All four of them. they're all cool people. But
I was going to say all two of them, but...
Yeah, I mean, Tuna...
Yeah.
Ajit. Who's the fourth one again?
I can't think of who.
All three of them. All three of them are cool people. Yeah. All right, let's move on. I think I had to, like...
Yeah, Murder's not too far out.
Nope. All right, so for reference real quick, 31 mil. Daze is dead. He'll come back, hopefully. 31 mil to 28 mil. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, so now we're into legendary tier here, and that is 10 through 6. Can I get this? Yes, I can. This is 10 through 6, and wow. Dude, I hope Daze comes back. Anyway, in number 6 spot, we have Murder the Universe, who I thought was dead literally, I don't know, a week ago, if I check. Yeah, a week ago. They're at 28 mil total earned. Heaven to Hell, number 7, with 27 mil earned. There's like no movement going on in both of these tiers, by the way. They're very stagnant right now. We have Prostor at number 8 with 26 mil earned, and then Knights Who Say Yee at number 9 with 21 mil, and then the Merry Men of Simple MMO. Where's Jimmy? Okay, Jimmy said he'd be Celestial by now, eating faces and shit. He reminds me of an NPC from Fallout New Vegas, where he's just like, he's roaming with the Legion, and he's like, I'm gonna freaking eat your face. And it's like, I salute you, Jimmy.
Like something from like Mad Max.
Yeah, I am now a Desert Ranger, and you're dead. hold on. Daze is still alive, everyone.
Cool.
He's having internet issues right now, if you haven't noticed. So, yeah, that's the 6 through 10 spot. The EXP here is super. We said this last week before Topify, unbeknownst to us, it'd be his last stream for a bit. Everything is very close here in terms of total EXP earned. 28 mil, 27, 26. Like, you know, everyone's a neighbor over here.
they're having a block party.
Yeah, they're having a block party. But yeah, before I. You know what, Alec? What are your thoughts initially with 6 through 10?
It is, like you first pointed out, very interesting that there's no movement here. There's no up or down. I don't know. I think they're all just trying their hardest because, like you said, it's what, 6, 5 mil, 10 mil? I think I could see Murder going into the next tier. I think that's the only thing that's going to happen. I think, if anything, it's going to flip... Golden Arrows will be here, and Murder will be on Celestial.
Okay. And Dazed, welcome back. Dazed said he's got mountain Wi-Fi. So, Wi-Fi in the mountain. And he's moving. So, eventually, he'll hear us. He'll hear us talk. now he's mirroring his cam. All right. Okay, we're good. while Dazed gets set up here, I for sure believe Murder the Universe has a chance to pop Ace and his crew, drop him down. Heaven to Hell is a guild that's kind of like, are you active? Are you not?
Yeah, they kind of like, they pop up for like a couple days and they're like all over the place. Like, you're dying every 2 seconds. And then for a week, you're like, oh, wait, wasn't Pratt killing me?
Yeah. Yeah, so like Pratt comes back and then he disappears for family and work, which is totally understandable. But Cutie, one of the mods for Couchcast, says they're not dead. And Nauri, who's also in Heaven and Hell, and a couple others, they're saying they're not dead. So we'll see.
We're allied with them, the special
tier guild.
Rooting for him.
Yeah, but they're like very stable and legendary tier. Prostor, I would love to see them climb, but I am happy where they are right now for the kind of guild they are. Mm-hmm. Their whole like mission was to show that you don't need to be a giant guild to climb the ranks, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And in my eyes, they proved that. I don't need to retire because they're all about staying motivated, getting the job done. But yeah. I am proud that they are number 8. They have done so well for themselves. So shout out to all of you.
They're Wolf brand Fury. New. They're a brand new guild too. Aren't they like barely 6 months old or something? I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're crazy. They're cool. Everyone except for Kasua. But
yeah, Kasua's lame as shit. But
yeah, they're. It's insane how they're not even a year old and they're legendary. I mean, this time next season, I feel like they could 1,000,000% be Celestial if they strategize right, especially with the rewards they get from in-game. I mean, I'm sure they're stacked up on mushrooms, but you know, that stuff adds up. So I'm sure we could see them Celestial.
Okay, that's a stretch there, brother, but we'll see. Because... We're going to see more of the event EXP kind of roll in. I mean, it's a 3-week event. There's going to be boosts eventually because people will stop caring about like week 2. So I think we'll see some movement, but I don't know. We'll see. I hope for the best for them, but not Kasua. Number 9, Yi. They're dead. They have to be dead. Like, how are they still around?
I haven't seen them.
And Merry Men, I mean, Jimmy's fucking wild. That's all I really have to say about that. Dazed, you're back. You've had some time to look over this. I know there's like a 5-second delay, but do you have any thoughts on the 6th through 10th spot? It's like a 10-second delay.
It might be.
I love
you
that
cut out. Like, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Do you have any thoughts on the... Any thoughts, Dazed? You know what? I'll type it.
No, just like I said, I think that Murder of the Universe is doing really good. I think that they're going to come up to number 5. As far as the Knights, I think Wobbly Cat's keeping them alive.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Men, glad to see that they're back, and they actually outpaced everybody in the legendary tier last week, it looks like, so that's exciting for them. Good job there. Other than that, I think it's going to stay pretty solid there in the legendary.
Okay, all right, sweet. Chat is so fucking funny. Before we move on here, we have...
But yeah, Wobbly Cat is probably the only one that still plays in Yi.
Yeah, Wobbly Cat. I didn't know who that was until I saw the PvP leaderboards.
He has like a million PvP kills.
Yeah, which is insane to me. But we have Sunny saying Dazed is mad. Is Madman entertaining with his lags? Dagon says internet hard to get in the mountains. AFK says the mustache is causing interference.
That was my favorite.
Kaluju says the mustache is indeed blocking internet connection.
Insanity says the mustache, this is Wi-Fi antenna.
Cutie says Yurg is in Yi. Yeah, and I love Yurg, but like, we both know Yurg isn't playing the game. Alright, let's move on. Let's move on to the Epic tier, and that's the 11 through 15 slot of the Seasonal Guild leaderboard. And we have our first movement, everyone. We have green and red arrows. Let's do
by like 500.
Oh my god, finally something has happened over the last 7 days. And coming in at number 11, we have Still Friendly. Yes, that's right, a friendly guild is actually active still.
One of the five of them.
All 5 of them. because then like each fragmented friendly there's like five active players, but then like their Discord server is like all of Simple MMO, which just blows my mind. We have Radiant Dawn, who I am hoping for. AFK Machine is here. Rad is the best. Hell yeah. Radiant Dawn, 14.7 mil EXP earned, moving up above Gorilla Wizards at number 13 with 14.2. It's not a huge gap, but we all know XPy floats in and out of this game. He accidentally deleted one of my pinned comments, and I had to redo it today. Sad times indeed. Can't believe he would do this. And then Amberjack. I don't know. Amberjack, everyone says Amberjack comes and goes, and when Amberjack's back, they're PvPing like crazy. And when they're gone, it's like a ghost town. So unfortunate for Gorilla Wizards. Number 14, we have Friendly 2, another friendly guild. Fragmented with probably like three members in it, with 12 mil EXP earned. And then at number 15, confirming once again, they have not changed their name, we have the Crimson Tower at 11.4 mil EXP earned. Before I go over my thoughts, Alec, we'll start with you. What are you thinking while you're looking at this beautiful board?
It's interesting that Gorilla Wizards went down. Like you said, usually Amberjack is popping off with kills. I mean, Elysium is a PvE guild right now, so I'm not in like the Guild War space. So, but it is interesting how the movement was only 500,000. So I think it's very possible that this could flip flop back. You know what I mean? But hopefully, well, I know you're rooting for him. Hopefully, Radiant Dawn shows up and even moves up a tier. But I forgot about Crimson Tower.
Who are they? The coolest thing about the Crimson Tower is their name.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because of the name change, they're TCT instead of TCO.
So yeah.
It's like TCT. It's like you're like TNT or TNT television. Like, what are you? I don't know, dude. I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah, they're still here. So that's a new-ish kind of guild. I mean, rebranded guild, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Mallory says Crimson Tower going to change to Sapphire Building just to confuse Python. Motherfucker. Mallory, you're supposed to be one of our mods that we trust dearly, and all you do is create pain for you. Dazed, I know this is going to be like a 15-second delay, so while we wait, we're all going to dance. But Dazed, do you have any thoughts for 11 through 15?
11 through 15, I think that friendly guilds should combine their efforts, and they should be a celestial guild. Other than that, I think that the Gorilla Wizards, they were doing really well. It sucks to see that they've slowed down. That's another old guild that I'd like to see climbing again, but oh well, looks like Radiant Dawn's passed them up. Looks like some good guilds there, and I think they're all going to pretty much stick there. Number 15.
Damn.
No.
He
was in the middle of a take, too.
Fuck.
Damn. That's a really interesting take for Friendly to conglomerate into one guild. I wonder if, I don't know if he's saying this, but I think they're spreading themselves too thin as well.
What, Friendly?
I think if they wanted to... Yeah, they would be a powerhouse, 100%. I don't know why they did that.
They've been a powerhouse, but I think they did this because they were so popular, or at least they had
many members. Okay.
That, you know, and there were so many layers to their membership. I'm pretty sure because of the PvPers, the PvEers, the new, you know, the academy version of their guild and shit. I think that's why they did it.
So they were basically Babel back then? I mean, not to compare him to Babel, but like,
I think I'm as in like they were so big back then. Like when I joined, it was normal. Like, okay. Everyone had a freaking. I mean, even Keevan's dead guild had academy guilds. You know?
Yeah.
What was it called, always... Keevan? I forget. But to your point, why haven't they reformed? And that's a question that only, I don't know, Sunny and Wick can answer.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah. She's an admin. She doesn't want to talk to me. Okay. King cows. We have, okay, everyone in chat, we have a king cow sighting in chat. He's not dead, everyone. Confirmed not dead. He is working, though.
That's the Italians didn't get him. Wasn't he in Italy?
No, he was not. In, he was in Spain at
Spain. The Sticky Vicky. Didn't get him. That's what it was. But yeah, they have to see Babel as a threat, so they have to think.
Yeah, but maybe Friendly isn't... I mean,
maybe they, don't
they have multiple guilds in the top 30. Maybe that's like... We have to remind ourselves, like, that's an achievement of itself.
They probably just don't care that much.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. Yeah, they're like, content with where they are. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, I mean, Days, if he comes back, if he still has a thought, we'll ask, but let's move on. If Popify was here, he would say we're moving on into the trash tier of the leaderboard. I did not start that. I want to make sure. I want to make sure. I want to say this. I did not start that. So we're moving on to the elite tier. We actually have a shit ton of movement here.
Yeah.
Which is surprising. Me and Alec were actually talking about this offline. Like, what the fuck is going on? But, excuse me, the wines make me burp. Number 16, we have Engelsbond with 7.7 mil earned. Two spots moved. We have TPC at number 17. Just kind of, like, people are just, like, leapfrogging over TPC. And they're not decaying, which is just you're so lucky that you're not getting pushed down further. That's how people, like, they're just surpassing you so quickly. Also shout out to Fluffy Werewolf in chat. Fluffy quit the game, but they still hang out because couch cats forever. We have number 18, the Titans, which Alec and I were talking about. The Titans actually moving three spots up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is the revenge arc after being scalped by Babel, and that's kind of like the lore, true or not. There's community posts about it, there's global chat drama about it that I've seen, and there's Discord drama about it, so
I'm here for it too.
We're here for it. Yeah, couch cat TMZ.
Couch cat TMZ. I hope Balin kicks their ass. That's three spots. I mean, that's crazy. Six, almost 7 million. I could easily see them going up in the next tier.
Okay. And then after the Titans, we have number 19. We have Ornate Greenhouse. They haven't moved at all. Father Canopy, what are you guys doing? Do something so I can be proud of you again. Because you have a cool name. Whether it's Greenhouse or whatever the other version was.
Garden.
Yeah, Garden. I mean, come on, please. Oh, dude, Days joined, and then he dropped. Oh, my God. It's fine. And then at number 20, we have Salt Step. Decaying
four
from...
spots.
They were number 16, and they decayed all the way fucking down to number 20. That's how
they
much
must
movement
not be
happened.
Playing.
Yeah, that's how much movement happened in the lead tier. I should stop moving my mouse. Okay. Alec, we'll start with you. I mean, chat has, they're feeling some type of way. King Cows is feeling the revenge arc for Engelsbond as well. But Alec, what are your initial thoughts on these positions?
When you first sent this to me, I was very surprised that Engelsbond is 16 because Sunny and I talk a lot. And from what I heard, they're kind of like, how do I say dead without saying dead? They just haven't been playing as much, I feel like. So that's
tired.
Yeah, maybe. So Sunny, I don't know if you can say anything to that in chat. What the heck is King Cow's doing? Well, they haven't moved. Like, he must be too busy in Spain or something. He forgot. You see how your guild leader treats you? He forgets.
He's
about
been
it.
Back. He came back. For those of you who don't
he's
know,
he's too
he
busy
came
with
back,
Minecraft.
And he made Loch Ness hold the burden of being guild leader all on her own. So, awesome job to King Cows. We love
Loch Ness
here.
Probably did a better job because there's probably no new people in the guild named like Uwu Stinky Feet or like smell my armpits or anything like that. So shout out to you, like, Loch Ness. The guild is probably better.
She's vetting people and she's like, does your name rhyme with something bannable? No?
Yep.
Come on in. Or King Cows is like, well, that's a good laugh.
Yep. Literally.
Was that it? You're still going. Yeah. You stopped at PPC.
I don't know. I don't remember. We'll have to see when we get further down. I don't know if Garden is on here, but it's interesting to see Greenhouse further up, because at the beginning of the season, I felt like, no offense to them, I felt like they weren't just moving, so I'm glad they've gone up. But I don't know what the heck, why can't I think of Solid Steps leader's name right now?
Yeah, I can't remember either. It's really long. It's a long name.
What are they doing? I don't. That's crazy that they've dropped four spots. Mm-hmm. That's the most movement out of anywhere. Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they drop down even further. Because I can't remember what the. Oh yeah, it's not far off. 5.6 to 6.5. So they might drop further down to rare. So we'll see. But yeah. I think I'm rooting for Titans. I hope they at least go up to Epic.
For the revenge arc. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this. This tier, much like all of them, is extremely close. I would probably say it's one of the closest in terms of total EXP earned. Maybe not EXP earning, like actively earning from the last 7 days, but in total or totality, yes. Ingolsbond, good for them. I'm still not convinced. We've seen them before, and we've seen them drop even harder, or faster, I should say. But Ingolsbond number 16, I don't know. But let's just see for reference here. Number 15 is at 11 total.
They do have a far.
And you know, in the lower tiers of the top 25, that is a marginal, like that is a noticeable gap. So we'll see. TBC, I'm always hopeful. Loch Ness is definitely dying over there. King Cow is just like, I mean, he's here in chat. He cracked like an egg, so I'm hoping he gets strong again, drinks his orange juice, and comes back. Would love that. And he's saying hot news, King Cows returns as the co-leader to TPC. I would hope you come back and do something with the guild you created with all your friends, and my friends, because they're my friends too. So, hopeful, but not holding out. Titans, I can't believe it. I don't know if this is for real. I don't know if this tier, I'm not convinced. It will take so much to convince me that you're in it to win it. You know what I mean? So, but it's good to see the move. The Titans are in a revenge arc, and we love revenge arcs around here. Ornate Greenhouse, they've been in this position. Alec kind of like outed himself for not watching our content. I know that. We're best friends. We're fine. You're allowed to be disappointed with your best friends. But Ornate Greenhouse has been just here this whole time, and I almost equate it to what Friendly has done, except Friendly is like successful with multiple guilds. Greenhouse did the whole PvE PvP split like very soon, because season zero they were a powerhouse.
Yeah, they did it right guilds. Away.
But then they did that awkward split, and then it just kind of, they both kind of failed.
That's how I feel about it as well. But that's just my I think that Academy Guilds or whatever you want to call them are just silly in general. So I think they're spreading themselves too thin, and I would think that of any guild. So yeah, I agree.
Okay. And then Solid Step, they were one of these, not a pun, but they were one of the most solid, like PvE low tier guilds that, you know, you can just be like, they're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So to see them drop, I'm hoping they drop just because everyone else was so like forceful in their activity, so to speak. I'm hoping it was just like, shit, we dropped because people were moving way ahead. And I hope they remain in this tier, because we'll see, the gap is pretty huge when we go to like the trashiest tier. No offense, it's just what Popify said. Dazed, welcome back. He did a router restart. Still looking beautiful. I don't know. I don't know if you remember your Crimson Tower take, but if you want to go over that real quick, and then if you want to give us, if you have an opinion on the 16 through 20 spot, we'll dance while we wait for your response.
So the Crimson Tower, I don't know. I just think that I thought that they were going to get knocked out by number 16. And as far as 16 through 20 go, it looks like Titans are making some really good progress. And Solid Steps falling out. I think that Titans are looking pretty good, and they have a chance at Epic in the next few weeks. So that's good.
Oh my God, that is
yes.
Another days. We'll just call it the days prediction. We have another.
Am I chatting on time now or what?
I was gonna say a lot better.
Yeah, we only danced for like 2 seconds.
Awesome.
All right, so we have.
Yes, we're hopping on the Titans train. I love it.
Yeah, so Titans going to be blasting. All right, let's move on to the last tier. Get your nose plugs because it's going to smell like trash down here. So mean, dude. I can't. We're now in rare tier. It is the 21 through the 25th position on the SGL. This is the last stop before you either hop on the train to the top 25 or your game booted back down to general population in the 30 slots. So we have at number 21 Manatee's Cove, who dropped down a whole tier. They're barely holding on in the tier above. This is Ubi's. Ubi is co-leading this guild with Manatee. Ubi's on vacation, and it shows. I guess Manatee isn't a true leader to like rally the troops, so to speak. They're all swimming on their backs and shit like otters and not getting hit by boats, apparently. So unfortunate for them. We have another friendly guild at number 22. Manatee's Cove, 5.6 million XP earned total. We have Friendly with 5.4 mil, so right behind them. We have Dusk at number 23 with 4.6 mil earned. At number 24, we have Cheese Cult, who used to be the top of this tier for the longest time of spring 2023 season, with 4.2 mil EXP. And Fairy Tail still holding on. No one has come between 26 through 30. No one has come to knock out Fairy Tail. And Fairy Tail has been having very rough weeks. Okay, maybe not rough, just like inactive weeks, so to speak. And they decayed down to this position with 3.8 mil EXP in totality. Alec, actually, you know what, we'll start with Days because Days could leave at any minute. So Days, do you have any thoughts on 21 through 25, and we'll dance while we wait?
I mean, how are you guys even gaining enough guild experience to keep your gradient? That's what I want to know.
Ooh.
I'm just playing.
Damn, dude.
Damn.
Dude, all those friendships just threw in the fucking trash.
It only takes a minute. No, I'm just getting into the spirit of bagging on the rare tier here. I don't know, Ubi's in Manatee's Cove. I thought that was going to boost them up. I thought they were going to start climbing a little bit. Friendly, again, you need to get with all your buddies and you need to combine forces and become a Celestial tier guild. Ooh. I think that would behoove you. Dusk was doing really good. They seem like they've slowed down a lot. And Cheese Cult and Fairy Tail, they haven't moved much, don't look like, last week. So,
All right. Thank you, Days, for just shitting on everyone's dreams. if you laughed at that, please like the video before you depart. I mean, that was just fucking hilarious. Like the video. Thank you. Alec, what are your thoughts, Mr. Hot Topic Manager of the Year?
As Hot Topic Manager of the Year, not to pair it back basically what Days said, but I agree. When Ubi gets back from vacation, I think that might be the only movement we see from this tier is Manatee going up. Other than that, I wouldn't see probably any movement. I would say Friendly definitely needs to get together and form one guild, but
okay.
I don't think it's gonna be. Who is 26 actually? While we're moving on, but
okay.
If anything, I think it'll just be a switch up between maybe 25 and 21 as far as Ubi and then moving up and then Fairy Tail moving down.
Yeah, I will go as far as to say the leader, even though it's not a leader, co-lead, Manatee Coves is definitely now becoming like a celebrity guild with Ubi's backing. But right. What do you want to... 26 is Ornate Garden.
It is Ornate Garden. That's why, Ud, yeah. So... I think Father Canopy is probably still in here, so he's probably like, oh shit, Pison's calling me out, so maybe we'll see them hop back into 21.
God, not two of them. Anyway, yeah, my thoughts, I think Manatee Cove is gonna flip around, or it's gonna Uno reverse, but Manatee was in chat saying that PowerPoints are expensive, and that is the worst part.
Amen to that.
That is the worst part about the Seasonal Guild leaderboard, is that it just costs too much. And we want competition. We want to see movement and new guilds breach the top 25, but it just costs so much. And I think
the PP changes were terrible.
If you want the longevity of a season, you're going to need an equalizer, and you're going to need to slash PowerPoints or make them earnable through other methods in the game.
It's just so much more sustainable to be a PvP guild, because you don't have to wait for raids for XP, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're choking out PvE. So
I wish he'd speed up different ways for, thank you, King Cows, for free-to-play PowerPoints. PP. Sorry.
Demonetized.
More F2P PP. No, stop. Would be good.
Anyway, another friendly guild. I mean, I don't know what to expect. Daze is correct. They form, they become Optimus Prime. Voltron, right? They become Voltron, and they become a special tier. I don't think they want it. I don't think that's what that guild's about. So they're just holding on. Dusk, they were talking about making big moves, and they haven't. So I think they will eventually decay and phase out. And then Cheese Cult, I don't know what's going on. Where's Miyuri? Where are they? I see them in chat sometimes, but like, where are you in the leaderboard? In Fairy Tail, I'm hoping the best for Zach. Zach's an OG, one of the oldest guilds, and he's a cool dude. But that being said, if guilds can just kind of do nothing and chill in rare tier, what's that say about the rest of the guilds in the game? I don't know. Ooh. I don't know. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, what is the average EXP earned for, like, a regular guild that maybe isn't, I mean, or that is competitive because they want to be on the top? So I just wonder. Like, Theron always has to remind us, like, this is still an achievement, and it is, but in terms of breaking it down for the report, it's not like a, I don't know, it's way below my expectations.
That's interesting. I wonder if Mike is looking at that as well. Like,
you're still here, Dazed. I see you.
As far as if how did you put it exactly? As far as if the changes are like sustainable for a guild. I wonder if like the seasons help give Mike more data in that respect. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. If there's enough hype around, if the seasonal guild leaderboard builds increased like activity time from players in the game and gives players enough of a personal goal in a guild, to exist in the ecosystem and play this game, he's going to make a change. And so it's kind of like, you know, like make you suffer.
Right. Good point. Or a good way of putting it.
But yeah, real quick, Ubi says, yeah, I'm full PvE and I have to pop raids on my full EP dump.
Yes.
Crazy expensive. Honestly, I'm probably going to have to switch to PvP at level 100k.
My thoughts just exactly.
Keep my experience ticking in.
Mm-hmm. My thoughts exactly.
Silver says a lot of guilds get full of people that play for a day and quit. That's true.
Yeah, welcome to Elysium.
Yeah. All right. So with that, we'll stop it here for the Seasonal Guild report. This was the 7th progress report covering the top 25 guilds throughout the different tiers that we're observing from the past 7 days. And we'll just end it here for the YouTube. End. Okay, that's
bye, YouTube.
Bye, YouTube. Bye, YouTube. But we made it all the way till 8 o'clock talking about this. Dazed popped in and out. It's amazing. I'm glad you're still here, Dazed.
Best stream guest ever.
Yeah. So from
kept
here,
Pison on his toes.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, Dazed. Of course. So from here, let's just, I mean, we made it to 8. So let's call it a night. And Dazed, we'll start with you because you could disappear at any moment. Is there anything you want to say or shout out before we head on out of here?
Well, I just want to say congratulations to all the guilds, all the top 25. Everyone is putting in a lot of work and grinding that experience. So good job and keep it up. Besides that, go Wolfblood. We're gonna keep pushing and hopefully we can get closer to that number one spot.
Woof. Mm-hmm. I know he wants to, so I'll do it for him because I know he doesn't want to woo woof. good shout. And Alec, I know. What do you want to say, man? What can you say about Elysium?
I was gonna say you can't really. No, as far as Elysium, we're kind of just chilling, to be honest. Like Paizen always says, I feel like we're a retirement guild. We're just playing the game to have fun. We really don't care about Paizen and his stinky leaderboards anymore.
That's fucked up.
yeah, as always, feel free to come hang out in Elysium. We've always got stuff going on. I'm most excited. The next new update I'm super excited for, I think, is this month, is the auction house. No, I don't know. I feel like it's this month or next month.
The roadmap.
Month.
We have
yeah.
to know it. We'll review the roadmap so we can remember what the hell's
going on.
I'm down
to be on for that stream.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Days really couldn't have said it better. These guilds are maybe starting from this tier, like the poo-poo tier, are really killing it. I think Wolfblood could be number one. I hope they overtake Babel. That'd be awesome. But yeah, these are always exciting to see. I want more movement in general, so get out there, guilds. What am I saying? I'm not doing anything.
It's fair to say, man. You can say that as an observer and a fan.
Yes, as a fan of watching you people duke it out and kill each other more.
Okay, sweet. Demonetize.
Yes.
Yes, again, thanks to Days for coming on. I know it's difficult for him with his mountain Wi-Fi, but I had a great time. Days, your takes were... You remind
fantastic.
Me of myself.
The friendly take was awesome.
You remind me of myself when I was younger, and I like that. Alec, of course, thanks for always saying yes.
As
to
always.
On. I did ask King Cows, and he blew me off. He's a fuck. No, I'm just kidding. He,
see,
he's
I told you. You don't need that guy.
I wanted to have a four, you know, like a boys only a stream, but he fucking blew it up.
A sausage party?
No, dude. All right. Well, we're not going to see
this
Alec
stream
for
is not making
here.
Any money.
But you know, thanks to both of you coming on, chat. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. Please, please hit the like button.
Yes, Silver That's Wolf. The
best way to support us right now. And spread the word. If you had fun, tell your friends, tell your guild members, tell your family. Fuck it.
Let's tell grandma.
Tell grandma. We're in it for the long haul. But again, thank you all for showing up. It's awesome to see new faces, and it's
thank you, chat, for all the mustache compliments. You guys are awesome.
Yeah,
you cut me off for that, you motherfucker. but it's super awesome to see everyone coming back for fun. But yeah.
Yes.
That'll do for the stream. Alec better have a mustache by next time. But we'll see you next Thursday. Hopefully we'll have a coffee stream here. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it without Ubi, but I've done it alone and I will, or get other people to come on, but it's been a minute. Ubi's having a good time with his family. I understand. But eventually they're coming back. But yeah, we'll see you next Thursday with the next progress report, probably with more friends. Please like the video, subscribe if you're new here. Head over to couchcatpod.com for more Simple MMO and idle MMO content. Check the links down below for Discord, for merch if you love freaking hang out. Wolf shirts are coming out. I know they should be shipping soon, and mine's coming around the corner. Excited about that. But we'll see you next time. Peace out, friends.
Bye, chat.
Let's see if Days. There he is. All right.
Yeah. We'll go.